It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com. To or next to Pearle Vision in most states. Doctors in some states are employed by Pearle Vision.
Hey guys, I have the perfect Valentine's Day gift. One that not only tastes good, it does good. And as a Chicago guy, I'm thrilled to be telling you about this Chicago institution. Portillo's just gave their famous homemade chocolate cake a new shape, a Valentine's Day heart, and it's less than $15. And it does good. They're donating a portion of the proceeds from every Valentine's Day chocolate cake to the American Red Cross. You know your Valentine better than anyone. You know she'd way rather get a Portillo's heart-shaped Valentine's Day chocolate cake than anything. And of course, you know that he loves Portillo's, so giving him his own heart-shaped Portillo's Valentine's Day chocolate cake would pretty much be the best gift ever. Ordering your Valentine a Portillo's heart-shaped chocolate cake is a guaranteed winner. So pre-order your Valentine's Day heart-shaped cake and schedule delivery now while supplies last. Go to portillos.com. That's P-O-R-T-I-L-L-O-S.com or call 866-YUM-BEEF.
Hey everyone, it's auto show time, and that means you've got to see my guy.
5 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow when they take on Illinois at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Well, if, like Mark Wahlberg, you gave up on the Super Bowl early, you missed probably the greatest comeback in the history of the NFL. The Patriots scored 31 unanswered points to beat Atlanta 34-28 in overtime. Here's an uncharacteristically chatty Bill Belichick.
We just kept plugging away, just kept fighting, just kept trying to make plays. And, fortunately, we were able to make enough at the end there to, you know, to get it back to a two-score game at 16 points. And then, the touchdowns and the two-point conversions.
New England quarterback Tom Brady with a career performance in the second half that completely negated everything the Atlanta offense had done to build up a 21-3 lead at the half. Here's Matt Ryan, who, by the way, had a quarterback rating of 144 and wound up losing the game, on how Atlanta bounces back from this one.
I think it'll only increase the the hunger to want to come back here and finish the deal off the right way. So we're disappointed tonight, but we'll get back after it.
So Matt Ryan, your regular season MVP. Tom Brady named Super Bowl MVP. Bulls are in Sacramento tonight, but the locker room drama followed them out to California. This time, assistant coach Randy Brown told the Tribune that his reputation is being slandered after a report by Joe Colley in the Sun-Times that Jimmy Butler believes Brown spies on players for the front office. Butler's questionable for tonight's game with a heel contusion. Cristiano Felicio ruled out with a lower leg strain. Bulls 1-1 so far on this road trip. In baseball, former Cubs starter Jason Hamill gets a two-year, $16 million deal from the Royals. On the South side, Ken Rosenthal says the White Sox and Nationals are still discussing a trade for closer David Robertson. And the Blackhawks are off until they play the first-place Wild in Minnesota on Wednesday. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And head on out to the Progressive International Motorcycle Show on February 11th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Be sure to visit Score Promotions from 10 a.m. to noon to snag Score giveaways and see all the new 2017 bikes and ATVs from the industry's leading brands. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Now through February 28th, they're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle they sell. And it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
Thank you so very much for all the appreciation and all the great moments that we've experienced together. God bless.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro, for the updates and for weighing in on the parenting issue regarding a Wahlberg. Thank you to Richard Deitch from Sports Illustrated, who joined us today. Our producers are Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Thank you, guys. And Eli Hershkovich helped out as well. We appreciate him. I just retweeted something that Ian Rappaport had found from a dude's Instagram post, which is fairly hilarious. It's him and a buddy holding up a Tom Brady jersey. And the hashtag stole the jersey would seem to be...
Well, it's a little incriminating from inside the stadium.
A touch incriminating, but then there's other people saying that that can't be the actual jersey because it's not, it wasn't that dirty by the end or something. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. So far, I don't think we have anything definitive on the great jersey theft of last night.
You kind of have to sit on that for forever.
Forever.
Yeah. Like you have to bring people to your man cave and be like, hey, let me show you something.
Right?
But only some people.
Because you can't sell it. The moment you sell it, somebody's going to be knocking on your door or that person's door.
That was always my confusion over international art thieves. Mm-hmm. If you steal a priceless work of art
what can you do
out of a museum, it's like, okay, we got it.
You pull it out during barbecues.
Right. Like, the answer is... absurdly rich people with castles who feel like putting the art on their wall and impressing
and
their friends.
And then Marshawn Lynch comes by.
That's what used to happen, you know?
Used to, maybe, but people still try to steal artworks. Oh, it's like, hey, we got it. It's Dave, man. I've got the stuff. I mean, okay.
You go to Dial's house and all of a sudden Tom Brady's jersey is like,
boy, that's a nice replica. Oh, yeah.
Sure is.
Also, listen to the sound system.
While watching Fugitive during halftime.
It's a good way to find out who your real friends are, though. Yeah. You let six people come by and see it. And
but then you have to find out in jail.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to find out and be mad through, you know, 6-inch bulletproof glass.
But I trusted you.
Right.
Did you tweet hashtag ballgame last night?
Yes, I did.
It
is the first time. Oh, dude. I was shouted down by all the national types. Dan Patrick calling people idiots who called that game at halftime. Yeah. A lot of people very angry. And then I started to think about, after the game, of course, because there was a lot going on during that game. And after the game, the anatomy of a choke job. And I heard you mention it,
boy,
Danny. And see, there's too many things that go into that for, like, simply if we're just flinging poo and eating ticks off each other's back, yeah, it's a choke. Yeah, we could just say the word choke, but there's too many things that had to happen.
There's something to be said for a good blood and gorge tick.
And it's kind of like the deification of Tom Brady and the Patriots once again. It's like, oh, they succumbed to the will. Like, everything throughout that game, you're 1 of 5 on third downs. After having a 28-3 lead, like, you didn't even get to third down. So the chunk plays that were happening, at one point, 66 plays to 39 plays. Your defense was on the field twice as much. Mm-hmm. So the other things that happened at halftime,
they got rope-a-doped as far as the defense tiring out.
The choke, like, I understand us saying it, and it's actually written here on the thing that Shep printed out for us. But I feel like choke is going to the line as a 90% free throw shooter when the game's on the line and missing both. Like, something that you do so well that in that moment, whether it be the pressure, the circumstance, whatever, gets to you. These guys did this three times during the season. Three times during the season, they blew leads. And when you look at exactly what happened here, they didn't switch their defensive game plan after the half. Some of the play calling by Kyle Shanahan was outrageous.
But that's what people are pointing to.
This is what they did, though. They threw the ball when they were up.
And we said all along, right, you know, a 10-point lead isn't safe, and you got to keep your foot on the gas.
It should be in a Super Bowl.
Right, exactly. And so then when you take your foot off the gas, we play the Monday morning quarterback. I was saying earlier, if it wasn't the Patriots, right, if it was Falcons-Ravens, and the Falcons choke, to use that word, like that, we're absolutely 100% of us calling it a choke, because there isn't the deification of the guys on the other side. But I want to give credit to Brady and Belichick for being there and doing their stuff in the comeback. So, I mean, Speaks disagreed. He thought it was much more of a choke than a comeback.
I see it as a collapse, a team-wide collapse. Because
for two quarters.
But here, so many different things. First of all, the play calling, horrific. The MVP quarterback has to know better on the two plays that killed them. You got to overcome the play calling. You can't take the sack after Julio Jones's catch that should have put it away. Mm-hmm. And you can't give up the sack and the fumble when you're on your own 35. And so you're as the quarterback.
Well, he got crushed, though.
Yeah, well, Devonta Freeman's got to make that
and
block.
I heard you calling him heartless and gutless. And
no.
He get his head around. That's one of those things where you can blame on Matt Ryan in terms of sliding a protection and alerting your team where the blitz is coming from. Because if you go back and look at that play, Devonta Freeman looks middle first as if he's helping a guard or a tackle on the inside. And by the time Dante Hightower is in his side of vision, he's already got the leverage of field on him. So it was, that can be put on Matt Ryan as much as anybody.
Okay. Well, but he counts. So it's all of them. And team wide, when you are 4 minutes, 47 seconds in 40 yard field goal range to put it away after Julio Jones's catch, and you don't just stay where you are at the very least.
Run the ball.
Run the ball three times. Make them use timeouts.
They only ran it once.
Kick a field goal. Your guy's 28 of 29 inside 50 yards. That game should have been over.
So
is
that choking mentally then? Is that Kyle Shanahan not doing something that he would have normally done because of the situation and the circumstance?
I remember you and I having this NBA conversation about choke all the time. I just see it as a team-wide collapse. Many different guys could have done something to stem that tide, and they just didn't.
You can look at the other side of it in the context of the baseball discussions that we've had when the analysts try to define or determine the existence of clutch. And while there are some who believe that clutch is defined as absence of choke, the ability to stay yourself, the ability to do what you are supposed to do, what you have proven you can do all the time. And that's what the Patriots did. So by that definition of clutch, all the Patriots did was stayed the Patriots. They just kept doing what they had been doing. Yeah. And for a while, Brady was a little rattled. He was clearly off. And
he was the worst quarterback for three quarters.
And then he got it recalibrated.
And your point about doing what they always do is true, to the point of a fault in my mind. Like, they weren't working
fast
enough.
Hurrying. Exactly.
They were still huddling.
They weren't hurrying.
Yep.
Failed with that onside kick, though. I mean, they showed a little bit of desperation there, and it didn't work, which is actually even more remarkable.
They ran the goofy punt return play, too.
And so they got a little bit out of character. And the Martellus Bennett screen. I mean, there were so many things
if they lose that game. How about the Martellus Bennett, oops, the ball fell into my hands after the tip. Yeah, Come on.
And the Julian Edelman catch is ridiculous.
Both of those, you had arguably the greatest catch in Super Bowl history.
And then 90 seconds later.
Should have decided the game. Yeah. And then a minute and a half later, you have what might be the greatest catch in Super Bowl history. And in a year, yet another year, where all we talk, what's a catch? I don't know. What's a catch? I don't know. There was no question on either one of those. There's no controversy on either one.
They were fast and efficient in their review, the replay. I thought everybody did an excellent job being themselves. I mean, if you want to go back to some old Atlanta stuff, the Falcons did an excellent job of being themselves in the second half of that game, where people were like, nah, ain't no way in hell they're going to Falcon this up. And they Falconed it up.
That's what they're known for.
It was mesmerizing to watch and sitting there, and my lady's like, nah, they're not going to do this, are they? And then, like, 10 minutes later, she's like, nah, this isn't happening. It reminded me of being in the hospital with her when she was pregnant on my birthday, and it was election day, and we're both sitting there like, nah. And you wake up, and all of a sudden, the Patriots are the Super Bowl champions. That game, and I heard you talk about entertaining versus greatest and all the, you know, all the stuff that gets thrown into it. The Giants-Patriots Super Bowl, Giants Bills for me with Norwood. That game was well played. And
Steelers Cardinals.
Steelers Cardinals game
was amazing.
This did not have tension start to finish.
And Joe Buck said it was the best game he had ever called.
I just and I wrote these down because it just stuck with me.
Peter best King. Football game or best?
He said best game he'd ever
including called. Game seven
to Richard Deitch. I mean, it was a text. He said, "Was that the best game you ever called?" He responded, "Hell yes."
Oh.
Then Peter King, greatest game I've ever covered. Our guy Hub, best game I've ever seen in 39 years on the beat. Florio, move aside 58 Colts Giants. We just saw the greatest game in NFL
Alan
history.
Alan Ameche game.
And I'm like, I. Really?
Because, maybe because those guys are on the ground too, and in the moment, you know, everything that's stirring up
and,
in you.
And
like
they're more invested. They're more invested than us watching at home, no matter what. You know, they're even watching, if they're home
watching greatness live too. I mean, there's something to be said for beholding. Like something happening on a sideline where people are like, okay, let's not lose this, as opposed to, hey, we got 12 over there.
But those guys have been at all three of the four of the games that we just mentioned.
Yeah,
not Colts Giants, but I mean, they were there for 17-14.
The other thing that I'm going to think about, the other reason I'm going to think about it as collapse is because you watch that game, who's the better team? Like, who's got better athletes? The Falcons looked so much faster and stronger and more athletic.
Coach staff's part of the team, too, though.
That's true.
And
Shanahan Quinn.
But what they did, I mean, Dan Quinn brought that Seattle mindset of, we're going to man up on you. We're not going to do a whole bunch of window dressing. Not going to fake a lot of blitz looks. You know when we're coming. And in the second half of that game, they went from, you know, cover one, man up, across the board, deep safety. Mm. And the Patriots...
too deep.
No, they didn't. See, that's the thing, too.
They had man under several times.
Malcolm Mitchell said that they played more man in that first half, man and one deep safety than they had seen in the entire postseason from Atlanta. So what they did was they showed a whole bunch of zone looks as window dressing for the entire postseason, won with it, and then all of a sudden said, we can beat these guys up at the line of scrimmage, a la what everybody tried to do with the Colts back in the day with Harrison and Wayne.
And the Pats got it done with Ty Law.
Mug him at the line. But I don't know how the MVP of that game isn't James White.
I agree.
Like, if you really look
because at that, the answer is because he's James White.
But I understand. Mary Brown's 1-1. Dexter Jackson's 1-1.
Yeah, but only by default. I mean,
White scored 20 points.
The Larry Brown one, I remember looking at that ballot. You know, right.
James White scored 20 points. Yeah, he scored the time touchdown and the go-ahead touchdown.
Brady had 466 yards.
But did he have a great passing game?
He
had the most yards, but did he have a great passing game?
He was 43 of 62.
He was great?
No, of course not.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how James White doesn't win that Super Bowl MVP.
Because the GOAT leads a comeback like that. So it's coronation.
The passing record with multiple touchdowns.
He
didn't
throw it to himself, though. That's what I'm saying. He set a record for catches as a running back and a receiver. He had 14 catches. He scored three touchdowns. Julio Jones does that on the Atlanta side. We're like, oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt he's the MVP.
Yeah, I said earlier I would have given it if I had a vote to James White, but I'm not going to say I'm shocked that Brady got it because you see these awards. It's popularity contest so many times. Like you said, when Larry Brown gets it, it's at Neil O'Donnell. You know what I mean? It's an absent of someone else being great.
There was nothing to do. That game was just you couldn't figure out who you wanted to give it to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of awesome stuff yesterday, man. The commercials terrible. I didn't like. What happened?
Where are all the creatives? Did they all leave the industry to go to boutique agencies? I mean, seriously, what happened?
Well, we're seeing all these TV remakes, right? 24 is back. There's a Lethal Weapon remake. There's Training Day is now a TV show.
And everything
Taken
else is all
TV
creepy
show.
And mutants and people with babies with blue eyes and the shiny.
The commercials and the movies.
The TV shows. every TV show is something.
What about the radio host?
Weird. It's all.
That yearbook commercial. Yeah, that. I was like, oh, don't do that again.
No.
I don't want
what
that.
What was the best one? Mr. Clean? Sexy Mr. Clean?
I think Cam Newton's Buick commercial was pretty
awesome. Cam Newton's was not bad.
Pretty awesome. Like, but, I mean, you didn't have a lot to pick from.
Yeah.
You know, the Anheuser-Busch commercial where
you got the immigrant there.
See, I'm not a guy who goes and watches the commercials on YouTube before the game, so I didn't know about any of these things. I was oblivious to it all.
No, I didn't either. I'm never buying another product or service ever again.
You're against everything?
That's right.
No minimalist Dan.
No products, no services.
Except oil. I'm gonna support American petroleum.
You're motivated to go buy some.
I want to go out and get some petroleum.
You went out into another room and fracked yourself.
Can I ask you guys this parenting thing?
Go too deep sometimes.
What?
You saw Wahlberg left the game early. He left the game 28-12, and then he put on Instagram it was because his youngest son wasn't feeling well. And everyone says your life changes when you're a parent.
Gotta get home.
I am a leave early guy, no matter what.
Me too.
A suite at a Super Bowl?
Yeah, if your kid's sick, though. If your kid's sick, your kid's sick.
Even independent.
This is before I had a child. I love beating the traffic. It's like game for me.
Yeah, see, independent of being sick.
It's like me winning the Super Bowl.
Yes, yes. Sunk cost. That do what makes you happier. If it makes you this gets back to the Bulls in the playoffs against the Wizards when it was the crazy Gennaro Pargo game. Yeah, remember?
Yeah. And
Rick Tellender was going off on people who left early. Like, yeah. It's your decision. It's your ticket. If you don't want to show up at all, don't show up. It's a sunk cost.
I used to go to Bulls games with my father, and no matter what, beginning of the fourth quarter, be like, all right, you ready, Jay? And I know that wasn't a question. That was just like, all right, let's do this. Yeah, we get out to the parking lot, like we're the only ones walking back to the car. It was like a sense of pride after a while. Like, yep, beat him again, Dad. Yeah, I mean, you get it. You get what you get out of it. Like, my lady's always like, you know, you gotta take those leftovers home. No, I don't. I paid for it. I paid for it here. I enjoyed the meal.
That's different, though. You can get us another meal out of it. That's not the same economic
so
model.
I'm not going to get it out of it.
Oh, I love leftovers.
Leftovers are
good.
All right.
Good. Oh, that reminds me.
I'm the guy alone on the island. I had a suite at the Super Bowl, and my kid
had a cold.
But
if
the kid
is sick.
He's got a cold. He's got a flu. I got a babysitter.
But just guess what, though? You may have to deal with your kid the next morning in a way you don't want to. Maybe he's fussy. Maybe he gets even more sick because you're not giving him the medicine right there. If your lady isn't feeling well, do you stay?
I think he's blaming the kid.
He's using the kid as a shield.
He's using the kid as a shield for having done what he wanted to do.
If my lady's sick, I would have pay for the Uber. Yes.
I'll have much more respect.
if he said
I wanted to beat the traffic.
He can't say that.
Why not?
Because he's Mr. Patriots fan.
You can still be a Patriots fan, to be honest with
you.
He's
going to get kicked out of the
Patriots Nation. Say, yeah, I thought they were going to lose. The win expectancy was like 99.6.
No, you know what? I can't do that. I know this may sound weird, but Mark Wahlberg is pandering to New Englanders.
Oh, no. You don't say.
Donald Trump left his Super Bowl party early, too, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I can't think less of him, but I would think less of anybody else, too.
Did you read the New York Times story that posted at halftime?
Yeah, I
Glenn
did.
Glenn Thrush and Maggie Haberman's piece came out at halftime.
It was spectacular.
It is awesome. Somebody tweeted...
Can't find the light switches.
Yes, after reading it, somebody tweeted this and said, the first thought was the Dan Aykroyd as Nixon, you know, wandering around and drunkenly talking to the portraits. But then somebody said it's the perfect mixture of 73... Nixon and late Elvis. The stuff about the televisions, about where all the if you've taken the Graceland tour, they explained to you about like what Elvis, how he always needed to see a television to react to the. Usually watching football, really. I mean, not mad at but it's there. And then the
got
picking
peanut butter everywhere.
Reading 17 pages to pick out draperies where they can't get him to sit still and listen to a security briefing. Oh, a 17 page.
It's
spectacular.
Yeah, it is.
It's unbelievable. Can't. I mean, it just it's,
a darkened West Wing.
Yes,
can't find light switches.
They literally don't know which switches turn on which lights. It's
which
like
doors
me.
Are actually exits.
That's my problem.
What happened on Twitter last night regarding who was rooting for who? I thought was absolutely hilarious.
The whole reductive proxy war. Yeah.
And the people who took it very seriously, I laughed even harder at them because it became everyone against the Patriots who didn't vote for Donald Trump, and people were getting really angry about it. I'm like, why are you getting angry about this? It's a football game.
Right, yeah.
Like Turn another page. You'll see what you can get angry about tomorrow. Like, right. Why are you getting angry? I saw one that said at halftime it was Black Lives Matter 28, All Lives Matter 3. You know, that kind of, yeah, dude, it was hilarious.
There was also, did you see the memes? Of Alford running by Brady as Brady dives in vain.
Yeah,
there are all sorts of captions attached to that.
And then people were getting so angry about it. I'm like, why? Why? You're here to laugh. You're here to, you know, hang out a little bit. It was that the Super Bowl brought out a lot in people. And especially with that last, 24 minutes, 30 minutes of football. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to understand how that happens and how it isn't a choke for me. I'm still, because
I was working through it too, man.
Momentarily, like I always think of chokes as moments. Momentarily, like in that moment, did you do something?
Jackie Smith dropped the ball.
Yeah, did you do something? And they did it for two quarters. You had ample opportunity to pull that thing out. A field goal. Matt Bryan is a terrific kicker. You get that ball to the 30-yard line. You know, this we're talking about the Atlanta Falcons.
Can't you have a slow drip choke though? See, but you've got a pretty narrow definition of it being a person in a moment. when
I think a team could do it. You know, I think a team could, you know, in a moment not pull off a play or not pull off a drive. This was an entire second half.
Mm-hmm. It's a collapse.
Collapse versus choke. I don't know if you guys are doing something there. Semantics, I guess. What do you guys got coming up?
We got Matt Bowen at 2 o'clock. We'll talk to Knox Bardeen, make sure the city hasn't burnt down in Atlanta at some point. And we'll talk to Brian Billick at 5 and the people along the way.
Sounds good. Spiegs, enjoy Arizona. Solo the rest of the week.
How about that? Parking solo the rest of the week.
Hoping Demora Smith is going to join me tomorrow, and we'll see what kind of problems
I can
cause.
Have a great week, and listen. Listeners, I will talk to you all a week from today.
Bernstein and Goff next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. If you are one of those sports fans who thinks that college basketball season starts the day after the Super Bowl, well, think again. If you're just tuning in this morning, you missed a Saturday in which 6 top 10 teams lost, 3 of them at home. You missed 5th-ranked Arizona, which had won 15 straight, losing at Oregon by 27. You missed Kentucky losing by 22 at Florida, the Wildcats' 3rd loss in 4 games. You missed Mike Krzyzewski returning to the Duke bench after missing almost a month after back surgery. Oh, and you missed St. Bonaventure losing in overtime to VCU because its students rushed the court after a game-winning 3 when there was still a half second on the clock. Usually court stormings cost teams their next game. The fans were properly teed up, and the Rams won in OT. Wow stuff, folks. I'm John Feinstein.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
These days, you can get anything you want on demand. You can do your banking online. You can get all of your television shows, everything you want to see when you want it, where you want it. So I ask you this then. If that's the case, why are you still going to the post office? It doesn't seem to make sense because with everything on demand, you're still dealing with their limited hours. And you leave work and you got to drive there. You got to park and you got to stand in line. And it's the whole hassle of it. You don't need to do that because of stamps.com. You now can get postage on demand. Anything you can do at the post office, you can now do right from your desk with Stamps.com. You buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer or printer, and they'll send you a digital scale so you can automatically calculate exact postage on your own. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. Postage whenever you need it, 24/7. If I can figure this out, you can too. Right now, use my code DAN, D-A-N. For this special offer. It's a 4-week trial. It includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in Dan. That's stamps.com. Enter Dan. It's stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing. Love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
Truckers, driving positions are filling fast on Schneider's new large dedicated account near you. But opportunities are still available with a limited time sign-on bonus up to $10,000. Earn up to $70,000 per year with weekly home time and a predictable schedule. Hauling freight for one primary dedicated customer. Don't miss the sign-on bonus. Apply now to drive on this new Schneider dedicated account near you at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Katie, where's your Jergens?
My lotion?
Here in the shower where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion feel.
Moisture without that heavy feel? Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
And who said Mom always knows best?
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow when they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. In case you somehow missed it, the Patriots came back from a 25-point deficit to beat Atlanta in Super Bowl 51. Tom Brady was named MVP, the fourth time he's received that honor. He finished with 466 yards, two TDs, and one pick. In the NBA, the Bulls are in Sacramento tonight. Jimmy Butler is questionable with that heel contusion. Cristiano Felicio has been ruled out with a lower leg strain. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Wednesday when they play at Minnesota. AHL, the Wolves are in Rockford tomorrow night. Major League Baseball, former Cubs starter Jason Hamill signed a two-year, $16 million deal with the Royals. And in golf, Sergio Garcia won the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. I know, I can't believe it either. And Hideki Matsuyama beat Webb Simpson in a playoff to capture the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Sam's Club members know you get incredible savings every time you shop, like $1 off tasty Cara Cara oranges and emergency variety packs, $3 off. Or enjoy Fiji water at $4 off a case. Find these and other instant savings in-club or at samsclub.com today. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Kicked off it is. Matt Bowen is going to join Bernstein and Goff at 2 o'clock today. Brian Billick will join us at 5. And at some point, our buddy Knox Bardeen of 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, just to check in on that poor city. That poor city. Yeah. I mean, I don't really know anybody there. I've got no...
A lot of verklempt strippers walking around. A lot of marijuana salesmen with a lot of product that they thought they were going to move last night. City council is twerking alone with a single tear coming down their left cheek.
Slowly twerking.
Yeah. You know, the barbecue doesn't taste the same probably this morning. It's just a problem.
It's just too bad because, you know, you saw Arthur Blank celebrating. Was that his wife or his daughter next to him, by the way? Because if that's his wife, she's...
He's got a younger wife.
I was going to say, that's a re-wife, right?
Is that like a re-rack?
Yeah, he's been re-wifed, right?
I don't know. All right. I didn't delve into Arthur's personal history.
It's good to be Arthur much. Blank.
No doubt. And then you look like a Dracula as well. So, you know, you look like Dracula. Doesn't he?
Yeah, like Jewish Dracula. Yeah, he's
got Jewish Dracula. Right? See? Now we've... All right, screw whatever we're going to talk about here for the next couple of minutes.
I would like to suck your blood, but I... need a nap. And I have to go to the doctor for a checkup.
No, Sam Rosen as Jewish Dracula. That's where we need to go with it. The game was fun. You know, I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, it was a good day. You know, you flip on the TV at 5:30 and you catch the tail end. Whoever, the sisters from Hamilton that did America the Beautiful, that was as good. Gorgeous and tightly executed a three-part harmony as you are ever going to hear.
Through sisterhood in there as well.
Yeah, but they sounded so good. And you know,
I hope so. I mean, it's a pretty big gig.
But it was just great. And actually, I'm not a Lady Gaga fan. You know, I don't go out of my way. Mm-hmm. I don't dislike her. Mm-hmm. And
same.
But that was a really professional performance it was well done. I guess the actual production... I appreciated it, even if I didn't really, you know, get off and enjoy. Yeah. It's not really my style.
Lady Gaga's got a ton of hits, man. Oh, a ton of bangers over these last, I don't know how many years, where you realize that you're humming a Lady Gaga song. And you're like, sure. I do know this song. Like, that happens to me a lot. With B96 Around the Corner, mm-hmm. where I'm walking around, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the song. And then people are like, oh, you've heard that song. And I have no idea what they're talking about. Then I hum a few bars. She's got a lot of those songs for me. So
she could just sit at a piano, and she doesn't need
a good voice.
Yeah, the fact is, she's great with all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But she made her bones sitting at a piano and just belting it out because it's talent.
Yeah. She was dressed like a Running Man villain, though, for the first half of that. Was it Buzzsaw in The Running Man? One of the great bad action movies in Arnold Schwarzenegger's
Buzzsaw,
career.
Buzzsaw, and then there was the
Erland, Jim Brown character?
And Erland von Lith played the opera singer
Jewish Dracula.
Guy. No, Erland von Lith de Jude. He was in Stir Crazy. He played the scary, you know, the big white bald giant guy.
So I got to look it up now. Your references are going over my head.
I don't know why I pulled the name of that actor out of my hoo-ha, but I did. His name is Erland von Lith de Jude, I believe is his name. And he was an opera singer and movie villain because of the look. Now, where were we? 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR, The Score. You email us at bernsteingoff@670thescore.com. You listen to us live there because we're streaming. At 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting at 67011 as we broadcast from the Score studio, brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Better drives us. See how at the auto show. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We are streaming live video as well. Our Facebook page via Facebook Live and at watch670thescore.com. That video feed is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Applause for everybody. Give me some. What are you looking at, Beetle?
There may not be cheering in the press box per se.
Jesus. Well, there's actual cheering in the press box.
Yeah.
What are you looking at, Beetle?
Isn't that Scott Zolak from our sister station, 98.5 The Sports Hub?
Jumping up and down, clapping.
He's their color analyst. He goes in like that all the time.
What are you looking at, Beetle?
Talking to Michelle Beadle.
Yeah, right.
He's got to be talking to Michelle Beadle, who may have said something unsatisfactory about the Patriots. You know, Patriots Nation has to swarm on you like the Beehive does.
Oh, let it go. Call the game. Do your job.
What are you looking at, Beetle? He was. He was doing his gig.
All right.
Defending Patriots Nation.
That's what his listeners want.
Verbally assaulting a young lady who's a pretty good broadcaster.
Okay. Enjoy that. That's...
What are you looking at, Beetle? He starts to flex on her. He does the triple flex. Like.
What are you looking at, Beetle?
Starts to show her the 25-inch pythons. Just some of those dudes you can't take out of their element. Scott Zolak.
Oh,
one
Bobby
of them.
Hebert, too. Wasn't he another one at mm-hmm. Saints games getting drunk and screaming at people from the press box?
I believe he got
box?
Kicked out of LSU press boxes and Saints press boxes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hot fries for everybody!
Hot fries?
He did not say hot fries.
Hot fries for everybody!
Go ahead with the damn names, all right?
No, what did he say?
He said high fives!
You oh, high fives!
You heard him.
High fives! But he's got like the meathead voice. I didn't.
High fives for everybody!
Oh, okay. What are you, he just turned from Chaucer to that.
Like,
what do you expect? He didn't really give you anything else but what he was in that moment. Come on, yeah. Scott Zolak.
He's Scott Zolaking for you.
Yeah.
Our producers, the executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
Well, I got the greatest coach in the NFL. Might as well have the greatest quarterback. Tom Brady.
Oh man,
how good is this boy? Huh? Here, let me hand it. No, let me hand it to you. Tom Brady. Let me bring in James Lewis. James, come on in here. All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen. Houston, the Patriots have landed. Back to you, Craig.
What the hell's going on out here?
Let me tell you something right now. If Magic Johnson shouldn't be allowed in front of a microphone for our side, Terry Bradshaw is all yours, ladies and gentlemen. That dude, like, you're doing your gig, I know, but he sounds like everybody I've ever bought moonshine from in Atlanta. That
How
right
many
there.
People have you bought moonshine from?
Three different guys.
Like regular dealers
Twice
of moonshine?
Twice at a car wash and one time outside of a party.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought moonshine to my buddy's baby shower. Had the whole crowd lifted.
I heard a great moonshine story about a former NC State player who played some basketball and then he moved up to the hills of North Carolina and my buddy went to visit him and... He had a production facility there.
Oh, no doubt.
That was his thing.
You wander off into the woods too far, you'll find these distilleries damn near, like these warehouses full of
he had a thing.
Equipment. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Then the ATF, there
were drink runners, moonshine runners.
Yeah, NASCAR started mm-hmm. with guys running top liquor.
Yeah, and Moonshiners is one of the best television shows on cable TV these days.
You got to watch out with that stuff. You burn your optic nerves right out of your head.
I was about
head.
To say, yeah. Especially a lot of them use copper still. Make you a little,
make you crazy.
Make you a little silly in the head.
Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Please welcome three-time Super Bowl champion and NFL legend Willie McGinnis and the Vince Lombardi Trophy.
Are they talking about Willie or the trophy?
well, Willie was commanding people to kiss it, too, after a while.
And he told the cameras, back up, because I'm cursing right now.
Shout out to Willie, trying to get everybody's FCC license suspended.
Maybe they're just trying to kiss Willie. Who knows?
I mean, Willie's a beautiful man.
Excited about the trophy. Yeah, well.
Still can get away with a curl, too, if you've noticed. Willie still has that my curl is on the verge of being Luther Vandross kind of wetness.
Ready for activation.
Yeah. Just like that I'm still hanging on to the Wave Nouveau / curl effect with our guy Willie McGinnis.
Okay. Just a little homage in there or just how I mean, it works for him.
Well he's a Southern California dude. Like Willie, we learned about Willie at USC, but Willie, I'm sure, has some situations in his background that would necessitate the curl, you know, a Raiders cap or two.
You saw Snoop Dogg in the ad with his buddy Martha Stewart. There was
they got a show together.
There were a couple of funny lines too because she offered like a pot and a can of bisque, and I thought that was kind
of course,
cute. But
of course.
You know, whatever. He
laughing at old Martha.
She still looks good too.
Yeah. You know. I mean, just because you get older doesn't mean who you talking to.
Well, she was a model. I mean, you should age gracefully.
Yeah, just because you get older doesn't mean you can't be beautiful.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying that you're beautiful as you get older? When you said
me?
Who you talking to?
I meant I appreciate older women.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yes. Okay, right. You're the guy that loves...
Yeah,
yes.
I have an affinity for...
I thought you were referring to yourself.
Aged like, women.
No, no, no. Watch me age gracefully and beautifully here, too. It's not like I started out with nothing.
No, I'm holding on. I'm holding on.
All right.
So, I got to... I mean, I see this on... And it's funny because Shep and I didn't talk about this. You and I didn't talk about this. Tanya and I didn't talk about this. But I look at Knox Bardeen's name, and of course, you know, he has his Twitter feed next to it on our folder, and it says Atlanta is confirmed on the state of Falcons fans and the choke job that was last night for them. And I seriously was thinking about it after the game, like what constitutes a choke, and was that one, or can it be, you know, just a landslide after halftime? Like I'm trying to figure out what exactly a choke is. Now the game was entertaining as all get out, and there were some really, really great performances defensively, I thought, by the Falcons players in the beginning, and then the Patriots defense in the second half of that game. But what makes a choke? Because we often think about, you know, a guy striking out with runners on base or missing a shot, you know, at the buzzer. Like, we think of those momentary things, and I don't know if I can call what happened last night a choke, even though it feels like it should be it. I don't think that was a choke last night. I think you saw a team make a series of decisions that backfired on them, but does that constitute a choke? Like, is choke only physical? Is choke mental? And how do you feel about choking? Like, I don't know if I can call that a choke. I think a team... And see, made some second half adjustments because that they said they did, as far as Atlanta being in so much man that they hadn't seen in the postseason. They went back and took some things off the playbook, off the play chart. Josh McDaniel simplified it a little bit, and Tom Brady threw the ball 62 times, and they were up against a gassed front seven of that Atlanta Falcons defense. Like, I think there's so many variables there that after you get past the, yeah, they choked. After you get past that, there's so many reasons. Whereas when I see a choke, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's why they lost. They lost because that 95% free throw shooter, you know, up one, missed both free throws, and then they come down and make a shot. Like, those are the things that exemplify a choke for me. And I don't know if last night was a choke.
Right. Generally, the first thing you think of is Greg Norman.
Right. Getting the yips.
You think of somebody who just is not able to do what he was otherwise able to do, or Jean Vandeveld at the British Open putting ball after ball in the water.
Right.
And that's generally what you think of. It's at the top of your head of just losing it at a key moment. But
can a hold be a choke? Can a guy not throwing the football away when he's supposed to be a choke?
Can an offensive coordinator choke?
Yeah, well,
see, that's the thing.
See, the question is, and you're asking really an unanswerable question, and
which
it's
is fun.
It's a subjective question of can there be an aggregation of small decisions and or failures in the moment that become like a Voltron of chokes? Right? Is that?
I'll form the arms. I'll form the legs, right. And I'll form the head of the Voltron of choke.
You know what I mean? Like, eventually, it's like, I'll make this mistake.
Right. Jake Matthews raises his hand. I'll hold twice in the last 12 minutes of a ball game.
I'll forget we can run the ball. Right. I'll miss a block.
They're going down a checklist. Like, all right, Kyle, what do you have? What are you bringing to the pot? Right. The potluck of choke.
And I'll spit out a fumble deep in our territory.
Devontae Freeman, like, I will miss my assignment.
That's what I mean.
Even though he should tell me where the blitz is coming from.
It becomes Choketron. they just assemble a giant superhero of Choketron.
Now he's done it now. There will be some SEC wide receiver next year playing for like Auburn or LSU who will be named Choketron Johnson. And we will be then asking, where was Burnsy in like 1997 or something like that?
No, I just came up with it. I just came up with the concept of Choketron. It is formed. It is real.
So then that's bigger than the one snapshot choke.
Right.
The Choketron.
Oh no, Choketron is it is greater than the sum of its parts, or worse than the sum of its parts. Right. I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go. Will. Bernstein and Goff, you have the score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. And I can vouch for them because Tannehill got me a pair of these pajamas, and they really are the softest pajamas. And they're only available at pajamagram.com. You visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving, and it gives to both of you. And you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them Chris Tannehill sent you.
Valentine's Day, the one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love. Lover's Lane.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's hard tonight, you know, for the lessons, but what I can tell you is when you can't truly be relentless until it's right there and you got it taken away or you didn't get it. And we are a tough group. And so a loss like tonight, although it's difficult, I would like to think that this group, we're putting our stamp that we're just getting started and what we can do.
Dan Quinn. Ouch.
It's a tough way to go out.
That is a tough way to go out, man. That's one where any number of things, any number of tiny little things could have happened. I don't know if they talked about it on the midday show at all. Did you see the full accounting of all of the championship games that we've had this year? Think about this. 2016, Villanova hits the buzzer beater to beat UNC. After that crazy shot, and the other three-pointer had been made, right? So an exchange of crazy shots. The Cavs win the NBA championship in the final seconds of Game 7, coming back from down 3-1.
Yeah.
Okay?
With the block and then the shot by Kyrie. Yeah. Terrific moments.
Clemson beats Alabama on a touchdown with 1 second to go.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot about that.
The Cubs come back from down 3-1, winning Game 7 in a 10-inning game. Right?
It's been a crazy year.
There's a couple others here that I didn't even think about. I want to thank my buddy Connie Kowal for pointing this out. 2016 PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy wins the FedEx Cup in a four-hole playoff. And in the Daytona 500, Denny Hamlin beat Martin Truex Jr. by 1/100th of a second in the closest finish ever. This has been a wild,
crazy,
wild. We will never have a year of multiple championships being decided like this again. I mean, come on. That's great.
Yeah, no, it's been a terrific year, top to bottom. I mean, in last night's game, even though in the first half you didn't think it was going to be much, you know, even when I hit it with the ball game, I was like, yeah, but it is Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, so this is going to come back to haunt me. Just all the things that needed to happen in that game, though. I mean, they had more points than plays in the first half, the Atlanta Falcons. Jeez. They had more points than plays that they were ran. They were getting first and second down chunk yardage and not having to ever go on third down. And then they forgot to run the football in times they needed to.
We got Matt Bowen to talk about it all after an update on the score.
Check out the score starting lineup. Molly and Henley, mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein teams up with Jason Goff. Afternoons, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. And Score overnights with Les Grobstein. We're proud to be the voice of the fan for over 25 years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. There's nobody like your Valentine. So this year, treat them to an unforgettable gift that's as unique as they are. It's a gift from Sherry's Berries, and it shows her or him you put thought into finding that perfect gift. They're freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or you could double the berries for just $10 more. That's only 10 bucks. You get double the berries. You just need to use my code to take advantage of this deal, and the code is JasonG. These berries are decadent, fresh, juicy, sweet, shareable, and irresistible, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, and chopped nuts. Surprise her at her office, her workplace. Her coworkers are sure to be just a little bit jealous, and she'll be overjoyed. And then you go home, and Mr. Boombastic is playing in the background. Or maybe even Shaggy is entertaining you as you come in because you sent her something to work. Dipped strawberries by Sherry's Berries. Yes, Mr. Boombastic will be playing in the background. I cannot guarantee that because I do not know your woman's musical taste. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries' incredible collections of gifts, and your gift will be perfectly packaged in a gift box with all of the details taken care of. Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, there's only one way to get Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Jason G. That's right. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in J-A-S-O-N-G. Order them today.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Valentine's Day, the one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
Katie, where's your Jergens?
My lotion?
Here in the shower where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion.